Support for KPLU Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Art Center, presenting the exhibit Chuck Close Prints, Process and Collaboration, through September 5th at the Shack Art Center in Everett. More information at shack.org.
We are very excited to welcome back Haley Loren for a third visit to our studios. Based in Eugene, Haley is one of our favorites, and we're not alone. Her latest album, Butterfly Blue, was her third in a row to debut at number one on Billboard's jazz chart in Japan. She's also just released another handful of songs by one of her less jazzy groups, Haley and the Moon, called A Million Suns, Volume 1. And she's performing live in our studios today, her one and only stop in Seattle on the trip north, with her husband, Daniel Gallo, on guitar. Please help me welcome Haley Loren.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us here. This is a real pleasure.
The carnival left town. The tents all came down yesterday. Though the clowns had their way, it's only clouds in your eyes I can see. Though I can't stop the rain, nor the sweet and aching pain in your heart. There ain't no sugar sweet as you when your soul is painted blue, baby. Falling apart, reaching for something to save you. Feeling when we're driving home, blue like a moonbeam, drowning your baby when you feel alone, yeah, yeah. So I can't stop the rain, nor the sweet and aching pain in your heart. It's just the way that we fall when we're standing one and all in the dark. And in the pieces we fall, I see the people one and all who all reach for the sky. There's something that'll remind us, but nobody knows why we're blue like the deep sea. Colors your country when we're driving home. Blue like a moonbeam, drowned in your bay. When you feel alone, yeah, yeah. Do 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 ba da 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 ba da ba da do 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 ba da da ba da ba da do do ba da 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 ba da do 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 are the things that you see when you're looking back at me through the pain. But we don't have to fall if we stand together tall in the rain. And in this world painted blue, I can only promise you, holding your heart, singing these songs about a new start. When sunbeams tap to your daydreams across the sky, I'll love you like Sunday, no clouds on the highway when we're driving home. Blue like the deep sea, oh, it colors your country when we're driving home. Blue like a moonbeam, drowning your baby when you feel alone. Oh, blue like the deep sea. baby. Blue like a moonbeam, drowning you, baby.
Thank you.
Haley Loren, live in the studios here at KPLU with Daniel Gallo on the guitar. Great to have you both here with us this afternoon. Great to have you back. It's been a couple and a half years, I think, since you were here.
It's been a while. You've painted the room.
And you put out a couple of records, Butterfly Blue.
Yes.
Fantastic. There's
a few
standards sprinkled in with a couple of songs by Daniel, a couple by you.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if you had a concept you were going for when you made the record or if it just kind of revealed itself to you.
Well, a lot of it was centered around the title track. Well, actually, it's a shared title track, partly Blue, that song we just played, and also my song Butterfly, which was a song about transformation and the ideas of freedom and captivity, and sort of playing with the concept of freedom being a state of mind. And so a lot of these songs in the album Butterfly Blue have something to do with that theme. But that was just sort of the idea, and it kind of wove itself together as it often does in the process. So.
And the other new album out is Live at the Cotton Club, which you recorded in Japan.
Right.
And you are, as I said when I introduced you, a smash hit in Japan. And I wonder, you've been over there several times, and I wonder if your travels to Japan have affected the way you sing jazz or the way you think about music.
Oh, wow. That's a great question.
Has any of that culture kind of slipped
yeah.
in?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I've been there now eight times on eight different tours. And I think one of the most beautiful things about being a musician playing music in Japan is one, the enthusiasm of music fans is just like, it's incredible. No matter where you go, it's just there's so much hunger for music. But also the idea of music being this universal language that even outside of spoken language.
Mm-hmm.
There's an understanding that meets between the musician and the listener in a whole new way when you're in a country where people aren't necessarily speaking English as a first language. And the idea of the voice as part of the tapestry of instruments becomes really clear. It's not necessarily always about the words being understood literally. It's more about the story you paint with the colors of the instruments. So that has definitely become more of a consciousness for me.
Now, I'm sure we could talk about some of your favorite jazz singers, but as you were just speaking about the voice as an instrument, I wonder if there's any instrumentalist that you find particularly influential or you're a big fan of that you think might have had something to do with the way
wow.
you sing.
Well, any particular instrumentalist? Actually, the most influential people probably have been the people that I've worked with,
and
of course, Daniel definitely, and I have long had quite a musical chemistry that blossomed into Haley and the Moon, and also on my more jazzy side, Matt Treader, who I've been playing music with for 17 years now. His musical stylings have really been hugely instrumental in my development as a vocalist and sort of how we go back and forth. And also my longtime bass player, Mark Schneider. Same thing, his musicality and the playing with rhythm and notes has definitely had a lot to do with how I've sort of developed my intuition musically. And Brian West, our drummer. And you've met all of them because they've been here the last few times.
Yeah, Haley is a good friend of the radio station, not only by making her third appearance here today. You're very supportive of our efforts to save this station. So thank you for that.
I love this station. I'm so glad it's saved.
And I wonder if you could talk about what radio has meant to you as a musician growing up, as a kid, hearing yourself for the first time on the radio. What's radio meant to you?
I first heard myself on the radio when I was 13. And I was singing, I think it was the song Frim Fram Sauce.
Ooh, good one.
I didn't know really any of the connotations at that time. But but it was really a surreal experience. And I think over time, you know, I've developed a more comfortable relationship with it rather than it being sort of this alien thing like, that's me? People are hearing this besides me? That concept at the beginning was really trippy for me, of course, as a kid. But I think radio is such a huge part of the lifeblood of music. In my mind, it will always be this kind of this large part of why music stays exciting and fresh. there's really so few ways to directly interact with people in each different area that you go to as a musician, because not everyone's going to be able to come to the shows. And so it's a great way to have outreach to new listeners, to connect with fans who are in specific areas, and also to, you know, really support the stations that support not just you, but all these other artists, and by their mere existence.
Well, we are lucky today, as you just said, sometimes you can't get out to the show. Sometimes there's not a show in town. So
right,
we're
like this time.
Really glad to have you here
for the
on the
audience.
Studio with our minuscule audience. Great to have you here. You can find Haley singing up in Victoria, BC, opening the Jazz Festival on Friday at McPherson Playhouse. We're going to talk a little bit about your other band, Haley and the Moon, coming up in the next break, but would love to hear a song next.
He's got to change his capo real quick. So, yeah, I'll introduce this song real quick. It's called Yellow Bird. It also is featured on Butterfly Blue, the newest jazz album I put out a year ago this month, actually. And this is a song that I wrote. Didn't die, la da da didn't die. La da di da, la da di da, la da di da da, la da da di da da, la da da di da da, la da di da, la da di da, la da di da da. A yellow bird, she sings and dreams of things she's never seen. And the yellow bird, her wings have never touched the spring rain. Where does such a breezy melody come from if she's never seen the sky? She says she was born with a seed of joy, and it blossoms from the inside. In the seed I find all I need to write the music of my my feathered friend. Your cage, it must drive you to rage sometimes to think that you have aged, staring at nothing but beige walls. She says, you know, our lives aren't so different as you would believe. All are in prisons of some kind, tethered by the stories that we weave. I hear her song rising sweet and strong, and I'm lifted by the sound. Living proof of a simple truth, it's in the mind where freedom's found. All we are is made of stardust and sky. We hold the whole world
beautiful. Haley Loren, Daniel Gallo, vocals and guitar. And I want to talk a little bit of traveling with Haley, as you've made some trips. And I wonder if you have any pro tips. Are you traveling? Do you feel like a business traveler when you're going on tour, or do you feel still like I'm on vacation and this is going to be fun?
Well, tours are very fast paced oftentimes, so it rarely feels like a vacation. But I definitely have learned a few things over the years, yeah. Namely, try to pack one bag if you can.
Yeah.
I used to take two all the time, and I would pack them to the gills with, like, there was like an allocated shoe bag just for all of my heels. I haven't done that in a few years. My bandmates are all very grateful for that because they end up oftentimes helping me schlep things. I think, you know, just the more experience you have with traveling, the easier it is to envision yourself and the actual needs you're going to have trips of a certain length. As a performer, it's a little different. I have to be a little heavier on the wardrobe than maybe somebody on vacation or a business traveler. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the things is just being able to kind of roll with the punches and have a little bit of a resilient attitude when you're traveling, especially, and to know that things aren't going to go as planned. And the more that you can sort of just accept that the moment is happening the way it is, the better. I'm not always great about that in my like day-to-day life when I'm not traveling. But when I'm traveling, I definitely feel like I've gotten a lot better at that. It's made me a better performer, too, because I feel less anxious than the day before or 2 days before we're performing. So
We have Haley live in our studios today with her husband, Daniel Gallo, on guitar, and we've got time for one more song. What would you like to finish with?
Well, since we talked about Haley and the Moon just now, we're going to do a song that is featured on the first Haley and the Moon EP, Blue Transmissions, Volume 1, which came out last December. This song is called The Story Never Told.
Girl outside your window painted blue, who holds the shadows, waves goodbye and shelters you, counts the leaves falling from your window pane, and rains forever till it comes round back again. You're the boy that drops me down and picks me up, breaks the mirrors in the dark and calls it luck, lifts a hand to give the night a little something else, and measures mornings with the light inside himself. Well, it's high time that we stumble to the city. Don't need a dime if we shine up all our pennies. A high wire and an umbrella make a new day. Somersaulting to the faces on the subway. I'm the girl inside the book upon your shelf, with all the mirrors, poetry inside herself. A house of candles in the shadows, burning bright, asking you to shed your skin and come inside. You're the boy that hears the wind across the town, weaves all of his words to turn the world around, stretches out his days like a canvas blue, pours it to the sky to see the light shine through. Well, it's high time that we painted up the city. Don't need a dime if we shine up all our pennies. A high wiring and umbrella make a new day. Somersaulting to the faces on the subway. We write the songs we know we can believe in. We breathe them, hold and free them. Cause baby, that's the only way that we know to send the sun shining through the stereo. Because you tattooed your kisses in my mind, the only true blue violin. And you know it cannot be denied that you've haunted my room with the hazel in your eyes. Oh. that the papers never told about the things we couldn't buy and never sold. With the honey dancing in the amber light of frozen dreams and Sunday schemes and second sight. Well, it's high time that we painted up the city. Don't need a dime if we shine upon our pennies. A high wire and an umbrella make a new day. Summer salting to the faces on the subway. We write the songs we know we can't believe in. We breathe them, hold and free them. 'Cause baby, that's the only way that we know to send the sun shining through the stereo.